When we last left the Lone Ranger and Tonto, the Lone Ranger was relieving himself.
What a relief.
Much better now, Tonto.
Wait, Kimasabi. Tonto noticed tracks run west. Someone tried to cover them up. Your bladder did us well.
The cover tracks seem to head for the town of Box Springs. The other tracks must be a trick. Quickly, Tonto, to the town of Box Springs. On, big fellow!
On, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto are hot on the trail of the Hole in the Fence gang, heading for the armpit of the Inland Empire, the town Box Springs.
Whoa, big fellow. Well, Tonto, let's check into the Sinful Saloon and see if anyone knows about the Hole in the Fence gang.
Kimasabi, do we dare enter such a den of iniquity?
Well, Tonto, it's in the name of law and order.
A saloon girl approaches the
customer. Hi there, tall, red, and handsome.
Oh, Tonto would like whiskey, please.
An upright redskin like you drinking whiskey?
Yes, in the name of law and order.
And what about you, masked man?
Milk, please, ma'am.
A big tough guy like you having a milk?
Well, I can take it. Give me a Roy Rogers.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto are in the Sinful Saloon in the town of Box Springs looking for information about the fiendish Hole in the Fence gang. Unbeknownst to the Lone Ranger, his Roy Rogers has been loaded with ethanol.
Say, this place really makes a great Roy Rogers.
Whiskey not bad either, Kimosabe.
Hey, masked man, how about another drink?
Okay, sweetie.
The ethanol begins to take effect.
Well, masked man, is there anything else you want?
Yeah, you babe.
Kimosabe, that not good.
That's what you think, Tonto. She's a hell of a lot better kisser than silver.
Hey, babe, you want a boogie?
Right.
The sheriff of Box Springs, Wayne Duke, enters the saloon with two deputies.
Hands off, masked man. How dare you molest such a fine, upstanding young maiden?
And who do you think you are, buddy?
I'm the sheriff of this here town, and you're under arrest for the attempted rape of this fine, flowery beauty of Box Springs. Go back to my office, babe, and I'll meet you there later.
It's not good. Tonto must get help.
Hold it right there, Anson. You came with them. You're going to jail with them.
Oh, okay, you two. Let's go.
Little do the Lone Ranger and Tonto know that almost the entire town of Box Springs is controlled by the evil Hole in the Fence gang.
Get in there, you two worthless immoral crooks.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto may never see the blue skies of the Inland Empire again. Rotting in the Box Springs jail for 3 weeks. Their hanging is set for sunrise.
Well, Tonto, it looks like we finally reached the end of the trail.
Yes, Kimosabe. We now go to Happy Outlaw Hunting Ground in Sky.
Oh, Tano, do you think I believe in that shit?
Kimosabe,
I'm sorry, Tano. Please forgive me. It's not your fault you Indians are so superstitious. But anyway, Tano, I want to thank you again for saving my life so many times in the past.
Well, Kimosabe, I owed it to you. You were the only one who gave me a job. And anyway, it was in the name of law and order.
I only hope our inn comes swiftly.
People out here. I thought there'd be a crowd out to see this hanging.
Well, all the folks around here are too lazy to get up before 9 o'clock. Anyhow, it's being taped by the local TV station.
Test 1, 2, 3. Are we ready, Lou?
Okay, Bert. I'll roll the tape and cue you on 3.
All right.
Okay. Ready, everyone? 1, 2, 3.
Hello, sports fans. Bert Rowdy here, bringing you today's pre-hanging show. With me here is Hal Hemp.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Your special KBOX-TV color commentator. Hal, you've seen a lot of string-ups in your day. How does this one seem to be shaping up?
Well, Bert, as you know, we have a doubleheader today, a real treat for all those hanging fans out there. And, of course, most fans out there would have to get up pretty early in the morning to see one of these big events if it wasn't for KBOX and the miracle of videotape, which lets you watch major sports events at a more decent hour of the day. And you even get remarkable instant replays, so you can be sure to catch all the exciting action in both slow-mo and stop action. But as for today's show, it should be a real good one. Everyone likes to see an engine get strung up, not to mention an immoral fiend like this here masked man. Yes, Bert, we've got a fine hanging for today.
Thank you, Hal. In just a moment, you'll hear an interview with Wayne Duke, sheriff of Box Springs, and Miss Lola Lovelace, the beautiful Box Springs saloon maiden who was so crudely attacked by the masked man, whom you'll see hung in a few short minutes. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Sager Brothers Pharmacy, 4144 Euclid Avenue at the barricaded Gorge and Clutter is open 10 to 10 after the curfew for ladies and gentlemen of the colored persuasion. Down Home Savings on night oil, eyewash and lip stiffener, Dr. Baird's Witch Spray, Pixie Leaf's Chicken Whitener, Soul of the South Shoe Shine Kit with an extra bottle of yellow, Government Agent and Welfare Police Spotting Cards, Madam Eureka's Magic Number Pads with a lucky number for someone on every page, and a postcard picture of 103rd and Central in Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Newark. Yes, 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 folks. Remember, that's Baleo Brothers. Prescription filled without a prescription after 10, and loads of items not normally available in the state on display in the back. Just ask for Miss George and tell a necessity thing.
Remember, folks, that's Baleo Brothers, across from the Sinful Saloon, downtown Box Springs. This is your pre-hanging show with Bert Rowdy and Hal Hemp here on KBOX-TV, Box Springs, a feature of K-Box Sports. Now with us here are Wayne Duke and Lola Lovelace. Lola, can you describe what happened that evening 3 weeks ago when you were so brutally assaulted?
I don't even like to think about it.
It must have been terrifying.
Yes, it was just awful. He grabbed me and kissed me like he was kissing a horse, and then he asked me if I wanted to boogie.
And that's where you came in, Sheriff?
That's right, Bert.
And you arrested the disgusting masked man.
That's right, Bert. We just let him sit Wayne. In our dirty old jail for 3 weeks.
Yes, Wayne.
Just so his neck would be good and weak and would snap when it opens the door.
Isn't it great to know we have such fine men as Wayne Duke protecting our town?
Darn right, Bert.
Come on,
and
Wayne.
Thanks for the plug.
Thank you, Wayne and Lola. All our guests interviewed receive a $15 gift certificate from Baleo Brothers Pharmacy, valued at $5. Well, that about wraps up our pre-hanging show for today. Any last comments, Hal?
Nope.
Okay, this is Bert Rowdy with Hal Hemp reminding you to stay tuned for the Hanging of the Week, an exclusive of K-Box Sports, next on most of this station.
Cut. Okay, Bert, that was great.
Right, Lou. How long till the hanging starts?
I don't know. Probably a few minutes. Oh, wait. Here comes the masked man, the engine now.
KBOX-TV, K-Box Sports exclusive. Hi there, everybody. I'm your choke-by-choke announcer, Bert Rowdy here, along with Hal Hem.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Bringing you another exciting string up from the world-famous Box Springs Gallows. In case you missed our pre-hanging show, today's hanging features a doubleheader.
That's right, Bert. Today the fans will see the termination of the immoral masked man and his vile engine companion. I'd also like to say a word about the noose to be used today. It's a 13-looper made out of the finest Acapulco hemp by the Box Springs Parks and Recreation Director, everybody's big brother, Ed Hitch. This is easily the best hanging noose in the entire Inland Empire.
Thank you, Hal. Now let's get down to the action on the hanging field. There go the masked man and engine. They're being escorted to the gallows by Deputy Bill Baileo, son of Leroy Baileo, who owns the fine Baileo Brothers Pharmacy, catering to folk of the colored persuasion.
That's quite a regular, Bert. It's standard hanging protocol for the sheriff himself to escort out the prisoners.
I know that, Hal. It seems our two pre-hanging show guests, Lola Lovelace and Sheriff Wayne Duke, are unable to be located, so the fine young Baileo boy is doing the honors.
Oh, I see.
They're approaching the gallows steps now. My God! What's happening? A slanty-eyed devil has mangled Deputy Baileo.
This is monster rage.
And now he's knocking down one of our defenseless cameramen. I can't believe this. He's freeing the despicable masked man and that dreadful engine. There they go. Won't we ever be safe from such disgusting criminals?
Now here's the big event for you fans who might have missed it on slow-mo and instant replay. No damn technique, reminiscent of those Chinese monastery warfare. Oh, he got a good one in there to the deputy. Knocked him flying.
This is enough. Stop it, Hal. I can't stand it. We're going to send you folks back to our KBOX-TV studios. Horrible.
Tonto and their mystery rescuer, now far from the dreadful town of Box Springs, pause to rest and ask the question that so bothers the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Who the hell are you?
I am Kane.
How did you know to rescue us? Our death was imminent.
As mother comes to her crying child, I came to rescue truth and justice.
But you didn't rescue truth or justice. You rescued us.
Ah, yes, my little cockroach. But truth and justice are often found in the most, absurd places.
Enough of this ethnic crap. How did you know where we were?
Ah, Cain held prisoner by evil Hole and Fence Gang. I overheard them speaking of your problem. I was able to escape and rescue you just in time.
We are deeply indebted to you, Cain.
As grass grow on both sides of hill, so newts swim on both sides of pond. As one man help other man, so other man help many other men.
What?
Think nothing of it.
Kimosabe, our friend must know where Fiendish Gang is hiding.
You're right, Tano. Where are they, Cain?
Hideout found in secluded under misty peak of Mount Rubidoux.
Ah, Mount Rubidoux. A likely spot for such villains. Thank you again, Cain.
I must leave you now. Remember, as the caterpillar becomes a butterfly, so does the tree lose its leaves in winter.
Whatever. Goodbye, Cain, and may God bless.
On to Mount Rubidoux. On, big fellow.
On, scout.
Heading for the hideout of the fiendish Hole in the Fence Gang under the misty peak of Mount Rubidoux.
Whoa, big fellow. I think this is far enough, Tano. We can go on foot from here.
Yes, Kimosabe. Stay here, scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto follow the steep, rocky trail to the gang's hideaway.
Kimosabe, what is our plan?
These villains think we've been hung, Tonto, so we can sneak up on them and have the element of surprise in our favor.
You are most wise, Kimosabe.
Thank you, Tonto. I know.
What is that funny smell, Kimosabe?
It smells like burning leaves, Tonto. There may be a forest fire nearby. But don't fret. Smokey the Bear will have it under control soon.
No doubt with help from Woodsy Owl.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto approach the weather-beaten hideout.
Well, here we are, Tonto. There's only one door, so we'll enter here. When I count to three. One, two, three. All right, you fiends, put up your hands.
Hey, man, que pasa? You guys came just in time. We were down to our last lead.
Kimosabe, forest fire smells stronger.
No, man, hey, you ain't the dealer. This here's dope.
How dare you say that about Tano? Have you no respect for minorities?
No, you pooch. Dope like marijuana, you dig?
Oh, yes. In my youth, I used to partake in an occasional taste of peyote. Your marihuana is mere kid stuff.
Yeah, right on, man. Got any with you?
No, all we have for you decrepit villains are these.
Hey, mellow out, raccoon face.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto took the villains away to the big city of Tylerville. Once again, truth and justice have triumphed, and law and order prevail.
Who was that masked man? I wanted to thank him.
I don't know, but he left a silver roach clip.
Thank you.
Tano, prepare for swift flight. I've just received a distress signal from the fair Geek City.
What is matter, Kimosabe?
Well, it seems, Tano, that an evil villain named Dr. Watkins is threatening to open the floodgates of the Sani Ani River and submerge the entire Inland Empire.
That's not good. I will be ready shortly.
Good, Tano.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto swiftly journey to the beautiful town of Geek City, gem of the Inland Empire. They enter the town and are directed to the home of Judge Roy Essek, who sent the distress call to the Lone Ranger.
That's right. Just 2 blocks down this road on the left.
Thank you, kind citizen. It certainly is peaceful and quiet here, isn't it, Tono?
Yes, Kimosabe. Nearly as quiet as the world of an unborn papoose.
Sure, Tano. Oh, here we are.
Good afternoon, sirs. Might I ask who is calling?
Lone Ranger and Tano. The judge is expecting us, I believe.
Ah, yes. Mr. Ranger, sir. Come in. Might I take your mask, sir?
No, thank you.
A bad case of acne, sir?
What?
Nothing, sorry, sir. Your servant may stay in the chamber on the left here.
Tano's not my servant. He's my faithful companion.
Oh, very good, sir. Right this way.
Good work, boys.
Some mysterious forces for whom the butler is working have rendered the Lone Ranger and Tonto unconscious. What is their fate?
The Lone Ranger and Tonto regain consciousness in what appears to be the office of a rich tycoon.
Oh, Kimosabe, where are we?
I wish I knew, Tonto. My head hurts.
Badly, Kimosabe?
Just a little, Tano. Are you all right?
Nothing worse than a bad hangover, Kimosabe.
A tall, nervous-looking, gray-haired man enters the office.
Oh, I see you men have come too. Please accept my apologies for the inconvenience.
Who are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Judge Roy Essek.
What happened to us?
I'm afraid the evil Dr. Watkins is spreading his influence quickly. Life may soon be quite dangerous for all citizens of the Inland Empire.
And what do you mean?
Watkins had succeeded in bringing my butler into his employ. The butler and the maid attempted to abduct you, but I discovered their plan and stopped them.
We are very grateful to you, Judge.
Don't be hasty, Mr. Ranger. Watkins is still threatening our doom unless we agree to make him Emperor of the Inland.
But where is he? Tano and I must root out this evil and restore law and order.
Don't get melodramatic. This is only a radio series.
Sorry, I lost control.
I only know the name of the place in which Watkins waits to spring his trap. It is called Ucr.
Ucr?
Yes, U-C-R. Ucr.
A strange name.
Well, Tano ain't a real normal name either. In fact, it's dumb.
Who ever heard of a guy named Lone Ranger?
Hey, get off my case, Tano.
Oh, you...
Hey, gentlemen, please. If we are to remain free, we must locate Ucr. I have only one clue. It's down by the riverside.
Yes, duty calls. Let us ride, Tano.
Right on, Kimosabe.
Thank you, Judge. Don't worry. Your fate is in good, capable hands.
Anything you say.
Your acting abilities saved your life. Those buffoons will be on a wild goose chase while I, Dr. Watkins, bring the entire Inland Empire to its knees.
¶¶
Dr. Watkins is sitting in the office of Judge Roy Essek, his wicked mind working swiftly.
Ivanthor, come here.
Yes, doctor, you called?
I didn't call. I ordered. And don't call me doctor. Address me as Your Majesty.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
Oh, shut up! Now that we've gotten that silly judge and those crime-fighting nincompoops out of the way, I've decided we should go check up on our operation at the GCFCD.
What is that, Your Majesty?
The Geek City Flood Control District. My henchmen have taken over the water gates, and I will use the flood threat as part of my plan to control the entire Inland Empire. Prepare for our departure at once.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto are on the trail looking for Uker, the supposed hideaway of the power-mad Watkins.
Kimosabe, do you know where we are?
No, Tonto. I must say, you're an excellent guide. I don't know how you can find your way around with all these trail branches. By the way, exactly where are we, Tonto? Tonto?
Gosh darn, Kimosabe. I thought you were leading.
What? What possible use could you be to me except as a guide? Jeez, your horse is even named Scout. Now we're lost.
Wait, Kimosabe. What is that there?
What luck, Tonto. It's a road sign. It says, Uker. 2 miles. On, big fellow.
On, Scout.
Took a piss no more than 15 minutes ago.
No, Kimosabe, look. Another road sign. It says, Uker, 2 miles.
In the other direction. We must have passed it.
We were riding damn fast, Kimosabe.
Yes, and it's probably hidden from sight. Well, let's head back. On, big fellow.
On, Scout. What is it, Kimosabe?
Another sign, Tonto. Over there.
1000 Canyon Crest Boulevard. Uker.
A vacant lot. No wonder we passed it. We've been given a bum steer, Tano.
Yes. I saw it happen once to Elliot Ness on The Untouchables.
You used to watch that too? It's one of my favorites. Wait, Tano. What's that over there?
It appears to be a box, Kimosabe.
You're right.
What does it say?
Contents. One Acme do-it-yourself Carillion Tower kit.
Carillion Tower?
Yes, Tano. This is a deluxe Ivan model. It comes complete with 2,146 holes.
I'm sure it would be quite an erection, Kimosabe.
Yes, Tano, but we must leave here quickly, if we only knew the way out.
Dr. Watkins' evil plans have worked well. The Lone Ranger and Tonto are hopelessly lost and are unable to stop the decrepit Watkins from destroying law and order in the Inland Empire. What will happen? Tonto have just learned that Uker, the supposed hideout of the hideous villain Dr. Watkins, is a mere vacant lot. Being lost, they attempt to find their way back to civilization.
Whoa, Sava.
Whoa, Scout. Another dead end, Kimosabe. That makes four.
Yes, Tonto, and every dead end has a sign that points back to Uker. If I could ever lay my hands on that slimy Watkins.
Kimosabe, I fear we are trapped.
Well, my baby done left me. My baby done went to the driving.
What is that noise, Tano?
It sounds like music, Kimosabe.
It's coming up from around the bend. Let's investigate.
Yes.
Hey, what's that, Arnold? Looks like overgrown raccoon in giant red pepper.
How?
Good question.
Hello, citizen.
Shit fire, Arnold. They talks.
Of course we talk. May I ask your name, sir?
Hold it a minute there. Don't tell me you's people. Ain't seen one of them since near 30 years back. In 1939 it was, right, Arnold? Yeah, since way back then.
Yes, we are people.
Well, is that a fact? My name is Arnold Griswold. Who be you?
I'm the Lone Ranger, and this is my faithful companion, Tonto.
Well, pleased to meet you. I don't shake hands with the man.
No, please, don't bother. I'm very curious about you, sir. How long have you been here?
I guess I've been here, about 50 years. Just me and Arnold, that's right.
You and Arnold?
I talk to myself quite a bit. We have some pretty interesting conversations.
Well, why have you stayed out here all this time?
The only place that let me play my guitar. How'd you two get here?
Oh, we're on vacation, sort of. But now, we're lost.
Well, no wonder you're lost with that mask covering your eyes.
Would you happen to know any way out of here?
Only one way out of Uker.
What's that?
Flunk out.
Flunk out? How do you do that?
Get on probation for 3 quarters.
3 quarters.
Should we tell him, Arnold? Oh, I don't know. Well, we might as well. I do know another way out of here.
Really? What's that?
Oh, it's a little machine I've been working on. Arnold here calls it the Greasytron.
What does it do?
Well, you can travel any spot in this here Inland Empire just by pushing the button. It's kind of like a time machine that ain't got no clock.
Well, Tano, we have no other choice.
Kimosabe, we mustn't forget Scout and Silva. Will the machine take them, Mr. Griswold?
Oh, sure. It's a big old thing.
Good, let's go.
Where do you want me to send you?
Tano, since Watkins was threatening to flood the Inland Empire, wouldn't you think he'd go to the dam?
Sounds good to me, Kimosabe.
Good, I've trained you well, Tano. Let's go, Mr. Arnold Griswold, sir. Set the controls for the GCFCD.
The first city?
The Geek City Flight Control District. Farewell, sir, and thank you.
It's all right. Just get in and I'll put in the dime, and away you go. Just don't send anybody else down here. Arthur and me gets along fine without you queers disturbing us. Well, so long.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto are being transported swiftly to the Geek City Flood Control District. What evil deeds of Dr. Watkins await them there? Will they stop the fiend and restore law and order to the Inland Empire? Time will tell.
We're here. What's this?
Kimasabi, we're on a roof.
That Griswold guy's machine must still have a few bugs. We've got to get off here, Tano. We're at Dr. Watkins' mercy, and he has none.
But Kimasabi, we cannot leave Scott and Silver on this roof.
You're right, Tano. What is their fate must be ours also. So quickly, look for a way to get them down.
The Lone Ranger, Tano, Scout, and Silver have landed upon the small building overlooking the Geek City Dam, from which Dr. Watkins has been controlling the floodgates of Geek Lake. Inside, Dr. Watkins and his putrid mind are thriving.
Yes, Ivanthar. And tell the men down at the dam to sharpen their knives and watch for any unsuspecting innocent citizen who should happen to wander in there.
Your Majesty,
what is it, idiot?
There are two weird-looking guys and a couple of horses on top of the roof.
Horses? Don't tell me it's those buffoons again. Ah, it is. Damn it. How did they get in here so gosh fucking darn fast? Wait a minute. They can't be able to get their precious glue factory dropouts off the roof. I think I've got them just where I want them. Now, what can I do with them? Ah, I have it.
Oh, it's too good. I'll blow this building apart, right out from under them. Everybody, prepare to evacuate the building.
You, Smelly, make up a bomb, quickly.
The bomb is set. Watkins and his band of sickies wait a ways away in a protective trench.
Okay, Smelly, blow it.
Is it over? Ah, they're gone. They're gone. I've done it. I've killed the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Now I'm free to rule the entire Inland Empire. And then, the world. I'm so glad I may kill some more people to celebrate. Now no one can stop me.
Your Majesty, I found this.
A mask. Aha. This proves it. Those goody two-shoes are finished. The Lone Ranger has been unmasked forever.
You're watching KBOX-TV, Channel 4 to the nth power, Box Springs. Now, the KBOX Big Box News with your reporter, Harry Rasnell, from the studios in Box Springs.
Good evening, friends. And now the news. One of the saddest stories ever to hit the Inland Empire came over the wire services today. The Lone Ranger and Tonto are dead. Their death came in an explosion of a small building overlooking Geek Lake, just outside Geek City, upon which the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and their faithful horses Scout and Silver were standing. The bodies of the veteran crime fighters have not been found and are believed to be buried under the massive rubble created by the explosion. Stay tuned to KBOX for a documentary special on the life and times of these two great lawmen and their equestrian companions immediately following tonight's news at 8 o'clock. But the death of the Lone Ranger and Tonto has even more serious implications for those still living in the Inland Empire. Some reports out of the distraught gem, Geek City, indicate that the Lone Ranger and Tonto's death may not have been an accident. Some sources report that the fiendish Dr. Watkins, who has, as nearly all citizens of the Inland Empire know, been threatening the freedom of our territory for the past few weeks, had an evil hand in the death of the two great lawmen. So now the Inland Empire seems to be lost to the will of the awful Dr. Watkins, and fear, reports indicate, is spreading rapidly among the citizens and officials of the Inland Empire. Our man on the street, Irving Boulevard, asked a number of Box Springs citizens for their reactions to the recent turn of events.
Sir, what do you think about the recent turn of events?
I think them boxers should trade that lousy second baseman and try to get a decent pitcher.
No, I mean the death of the Lone Ranger and Tonto and Dr. Watson's threat to the Inland Empire.
They're dead? Consummate, we in trouble now. I gotta run home and get my family hidden. They're really dead? We're in trouble, mister.
Excuse me, ma'am. What are your thoughts on the death of the Lone Ranger and Tonto?
I'm very afraid, sir, that evil Dr. Watson is going to take over this beautiful land and make it wicked. I wish I had a husband to protect me. Are you married?
Well, no. Do you think Dr. Watkins is posing a grave threat to the Inland Empire?
Well, after looking at his most effective means of persuasion and his large number of scoundrels helping him, I concluded that his threat was serious. With this interesting new development of the death of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, I'd say his takeover is imminent, but it shouldn't hurt business.
Now, may I?
Leave me alone! I bet you're one of those Watkins men.
Irving Boulevard, the streets of Box Springs.
Thank you, Irving, for those spontaneous interviews.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Giant Toad Supermarket. Attention, all money savers in the Richmond, Syracuse, Tri-City area, and all you wonderful people out at Ed Siegelman's Ground Zero Equal Opportunity Apartment. Yes, our manager, Darwin Paul, has opened up his pants early this Christmas to let you in for the biggest in unhealable deep cut discounts. Now, agglutinated beans, giant and hypo size, 2 for $0.47. Ma Rainey's moleskin cookies, buy the 10 at $1.87. Save on peach pits, this week only, see our boy at the back. Dog food for the doggy? Well, doggone it, we've got all six varieties of Martyr brand kidney and beef offal. Talk to Charlie Cranepool, Ed's dad, at our liquor department about choice USDA bourbon and rump roast cocktail party mix. Last and least, there's plenty of seasick fresh produce at our vegetable counter. Don't worry about the flies, we won't weigh them. So wary shoppers, keep the lift out of life and drop your load on the giant toad. We give double discounted, multiple identity stamps.
We've just learned that Dr. Watkins' recent agreement with the mayors of the Inland Empire League of Cities to meet next Friday evening. The mayors will try to bargain with Watkins for the retention of law and order in the Inland Empire. We switch live to our reporter Clem Volpel at the Sandini Bruno Hall of Justice, where the mayors have been trying to set up their possible courses of action. Clem?
Thank you, Harry. I have here with me Daniel Venberg, mayor of Tylerville. Mayor, what brought about this recent turn of events?
Well, Clem, all the mayors agreed that the doctor is now nearly unstoppable, especially since the Lone Ranger and Tonto have been killed.
Mayor Venberg, why is Dr. Watkins so unstoppable?
Well, Clem, as you know, the Inland Empire has always been so peaceful that we have no organized police force at all. In fact, there are only a few known guns in the entire territory. All our law-keeping was left to, God rest their souls, the Lone Ranger and Tonto. And Geek City, the garden of the Inland Empire, which is in charge of policing the Geek Lake water gates, has no gun at all. Even if Dr. Watkins had a small force, it would be no match for us, and his is by no means small.
About Geek City, Mayor, Where is their mayor, Judge Roy Essex?
Well, I'm afraid Roy is in Geek Memorial Hospital. He's been brainwashed by Dr. Watkins.
God help us. Well, thank you, Mayor Dan Venberg. Now I have with me Sheriff Wayne Duke of Box Springs, who is the representative of that fair town in Central Inland Empire.
That's right, Clam.
Sheriff Duke, is it true that you are especially concerned about Dr. Watkins because of the location of Box Springs and the path of a Watkins-caused flood?
That's right, Clam.
What do you mayors and representatives plan to accomplish by negotiating with Dr. Watkins?
Well, Clem, if at all possible, we want to keep the Inland Empire safe for its citizens. We'll agree to make Watkins Emperor of the Inland, and we'll pay him any sort of respect he wants. We'll do anything for him if he'll agree to try and keep some semblance of law and order in effect.
What do you think your chances are, Sheriff?
Well, Clem, none. But it's the only hope we have. I'd have to say we're done for.
Thank you, Sheriff Wayne Duke. So there you have the story. This is Clem Vogel, Hall of Justice, San Dini-Berno.
Thank you, Clem. In other news today, a 130-year-old man was found in the remote section of the Inland Empire, Uker. The man, who calls himself Arnold, told reporters that he didn't want queers to bother him. He had reportedly been living alone in Uker for over 50 years. Along with the old man, authorities discovered a strange-looking machine, which Arnold called a Grizzitron. The representatives of the Inland Empire League of Cities and the evil Dr. Watkins are negotiating in the Hall of Justice in Geek City.
Do you wish to speak, Sheriff?
Your Majesty, please guarantee us a free Inland Empire. That's all we ask you for.
Oh, for the last time now. How could you dare ask me for anything I'll never know? You're all my slaves. You must obey my commands. Only that will save your lives. I'm tired of all these questions. You fools, go away and try to decide if you want to be insolent anymore. Come back in an hour. Now go.
As the citizens begin to file out, Watkins leans back and smiles a sickeningly smug smile.
Ivanthar, baby, come here.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Let's get it on, Toots.
Dr. Watkins, take your hands off me.
Ivanthar, get me a glass of whiskey then, a big one.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I always strike out with the hot ones.
Here, Your Majesty, your last drink.
Ivanthar, what's come over you? Do you wish to draw my wrath? What's this? You're not Ivanthar.
It's me, Watkins, and it's the end of the trail for you.
I don't understand.
You must be slipping, you stinking villain, letting me disguise myself as your own assistant. Tano?
Yes, Kimasabi.
Good. We've got you covered, Watkins.
That's what you think. Get them, man!
Tano and I took care of your band of sewer rats. You're on your own.
How did you boobs escape the explosion, especially your horses?
Instead of hiding, Watkins, you should have watched the roof. We climbed down. There was a ladder on the roof, and we got away before the bomb blew.
Oh, how could those plow ponies have gotten down?
Scout and Silver are specially bred and trained crime-fighting horses, Doctor. Climbing ladders for them is easy.
Oh, bah.
This looks like you're in, Watkins.
Oh, you don't scare me, Ranger. Good guys never kill the bad guys after they've caught them. They have too much mercy.
We're going to set a precedent, Watkins.
We've had it with you, Dr. Watkins.
Tondo's right.
What?
Doc, you're so stinking you don't deserve to live.
No.
The Inland Empire wants its revenge.
No, no.
We've even had guns shipped in from Wa just for this occasion.
No, no.
There are 400 men hidden around here waiting for my signal.
Can we talk about this?
Goodbye, Watkins.
No.
Now, man.
No, no!
Kimasabi, we missed.
I'll get him, Tano.
God, curses on you, Lone Ranger. And you damn Tonto. And those glue factory dropout scout and Silver. Oh, this is the end. And to think I had the Inland Empire almost in the palm of my...
The Lone Ranger and Tonto have freed the Inland Empire from the shadow of Dr. Watkins' decrepitness. Celebration runs rampant. Holidays are declared. People dance in the streets. The mayors and representatives embrace in triumph. The main street of every Inland Empire town holds a ticker tape parade for their heroes, the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Dr. Watkins is hung 1,000 times in effigy. Law and order has returned to the Inland Empire once more. People no longer need to worry about the release of the waters of the Sandy Annie River. Oh, what a happy day.
Who were those lawmen? I wanted to thank them.
Looks like a couple of queers with a silver bullet to me.